Welcome to my channel. This is Gary 305 from the M to the I to the A, Miami. Today's topic is men, if you've been dating someone for over 3 years and it's been a pretty good relationship, no kids, career-minded, ambitious, and you haven't put a ring in that finger, you might be possibly fucking up your own empire and also leaving a legacy for your children's children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is today's topic. The reason why I decided to bring up a topic like this, because at times I would see several friends of mine, beautiful young ladies, career-minded, humble, full of humility, ambitious, visionary. They will just say how happy they are with their guy. And then sometimes I would say, man, that's amazing. When's the wedding? And this is what kind of makes me scratch my head. They don't even mention the M word. Now, let's be honest. Right now, marriage is not really attractive today. A lot of people find it as a money game for some women. And I have to be honest, it is. It is a very good advantage for them to get some serious money out of it. But that's for some specific type of females. I would say ratchet, some with an agenda, some who are narcissists, and someone who will lead their body to get what they want. And they're definitely not wife material. However, a lot of female friends of mine do bring the wife status. I don't understand why these men do not give the opportunity to go down in one knee. You obviously have an amazing enjoyment of several years, and she's always been there for you. How in God's great name you do not marry this woman? See, that is something that is very big in my culture, in the Caribbean culture. They waste the time of these beautiful, lovely ladies. They wasting their fucking time. Sometimes I think some of the females are wasting their time. Because at the end of the day, as sad as this sounds, ladies, you guys got a biological clock. You don't only have a biological clock when it comes for the pregnancy, but you also have a biological clock of when should I get married. Because at the end of the day, that man you are with is single. And yeah, even though if he's married, he still will do what he needs to do. He could be good and he could be bad. Doesn't really matter. He can still fuck and or he can be faithful. But if the guy is already being faithful and committed and loyal, might as well get to the next level and marry that individual. I'm going to give men who have great women 4 reasons why you should marry a woman that obviously you've had great success with, that have exceeded over 2 years. The woman has no kids, or she has kids with you. She's career-minded, has her own place, successful, and a visionary. And men, I'm going to give you 3 reasons why you should get on your knees and marry women like this. And why men from other cultures are very intelligent compared to men out here in the U.S. Because what they waste these beautiful, lovely women, they're wasting their time. And then when they realize, when the woman says, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. You're wasting my time. I'm giving you my body. You walk into my place. I'm in the kitchen cooking for you. I'm sucking your dick. I'm supporting you. I'm encouraging you. I'm challenging you. I'm praying for you. And you can do one simple thing, like get on your knees and look into my eyes and say, will you marry me when I have done so much for you? I'm doing wife status and you don't see me as that. That's what these women think. And that's why the exit sign is looking very bright for them. And I'm going to give you three reasons why, men, you should marry a woman like that. Number one, she will protect your seed. When I say she'll protect your seed, number one, she's already ambitious. She's already career-minded. She's already a woman strong in her faith. That means a woman with all those ingredients will likely strongly embedded that to that lovely infant. Not only that, that infant gets to wake up to a mother and a father in the same roof. So yes, when you have an ambitious, career-minded, independent, successful, now I'm not a big fan of that word independent, but when I say independent, I mean that she's doing her shit. Not that bullshit independent, I don't need a man crap. That's different. But a woman that says, you know what, I'm doing what I gotta do. Now she is carrying your child. You better believe she's gonna even be more ambitious, because now she's doing it for the sake of her child, and now she's a wife and she's a mother. She's gonna embed that to your infant, man. She's gonna embed that to your child, to your seed. And that child is going to wake up to a mother and the father in the same roof. A lot of children don't have that. That's number one reason you should get on your knees and marry her. Number two, you're building an empire. You met her as a driven woman. You met her as an ambitious woman. You met her as a visionary. You met her as career-minded. You don't think this woman have plans? Not only is she carrying your child, she's about to make shit happen for the sake of the family. And then on top of that, you're the same way? You're going to be just like what the Jewish do. The Jewish always has a plan. They build legacies. They build communities. They build businesses. Before the child is even born, that child is already wealthy. So you better believe if you have a woman like that, way before you even uttered the word marriage and you could see a very aggressive woman about her money, you better believe y'all going about to open up a true iconic empire. You guys going to have passive income, residual, and you guys going to have multiple properties, possibly a business. You guys will combine a salary probably with well over $200,000 in a time of inflation. You're damn right you should marry a woman like that. She is going to be successful. And on top of that, you're the same way. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I understand why I see a lot of these sisters get pissed. They bring a lot to the table and you're wasting their fucking time. You know, number three, she's already doing traditional roles already. As a girlfriend, can you imagine how she would be as a wife? She's already doing traditional roles, not like this bullshit the modern Western women are doing. They don't know shit about the traditional roles. The only reason why you decided to be the boyfriend, because you witness a woman like, oh my God, she's cooking, she's going to school, she's praying, she doesn't cringe when she hears the word submissive, she'll serve a plate for me. When I'm horny, she says, okay, babe, let me give you a good nut so you can go to sleep. She got me on that? I mean, my goodness. When I'm having a bad day at work, she calls me upstairs and sucks me up. She encourages me. She looks into my eyes and says, you could do it. When shit hits the fan and all of a sudden I'm broke, she'll say, nah, baby, I got you on that bill. I got you on that FPNL or that electricity or that water. It's okay. She'll pray with me? What? She's already traditional. Can you imagine what she will be when you get your punk ass in your knees and you say, will you marry me? she will go to the next extreme for you. Because not only that, she carries your kid. A part of you is in her stomach. Not only that, she's about her money. She's about her success. She's about her grind. Not only for her, but also for the family, for you, you involved. Along with your income combined, along with your success, along with your intensity and your aggressiveness, you guys are going to win. I get sad when I see so much of my female friends who bring so much to the table that are already playing wife material, wife roles. And you can't do one thing and say, you know what, let me run my ass to a ring place. I don't give a fuck if I have to put this shit in layaway or whatever. I'm going to get this shit. If I have to withdraw money in my retirement, I'm going to marry this woman. And here's what happens. Here's the shit that sucks. When she says, you know what, I'm out of here. Kick rocks. Then all of a sudden, you want to be big and bad and say, I don't need you anyway. I don't need you anyway. Then all of a sudden, you get bored because you keep banging these damaged, broken, ratchet females. And all of a sudden, you say to yourself, what have I done? I left a great woman. And by that time, when you knock in her door with a bouquet of flowers and a 14-karat gold diamond ring, she's already have a man. Likely probably already proposed, because men out of this country, they see value, they see longevity, they see growth, they see a business, they see an empire, and they see, wait a minute, no kids? Are you saying that my kid is about to see mom and dad in the same household? And she's successful, so my $100,000 a year will combine to her $100,000 a year, and we get to buy our own home. Wait a minute. So we're making $200,000, and she's faithful and loyal, and she's not a modern woman, and she's traditional, and she's sexual. Oh, hell yeah, I'm about to marry this woman. Likely, the man will probably marry her in 6 months. I don't get it. I don't get it. I understand marriage is not attractive, of course, in the United States because of the bad taste it has left in the men's mouth. I could understand. But when you see a gem, a diamond in the rough, you don't waste her time. You don't waste her time. I gave them three reasons, and I guarantee the man will be so think he's big and bad. Nigga, I don't need her. I don't need her. I could get a woman. Of course you can. Of course you can. There's so much women in the world. Anybody can get one, but can you find a good one? And then when you realize it, that all the screwing is played out, you knock. Honey, how can I help you? What had happened was, you see, honey, I was immature. Then all of a sudden, a new man comes and say, who this motherfucker is? Who are you? How may I help you? Then the guy jaw drops like, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? And she looks at you and say, hey, you got to go before my new man kicks your ass. And the man just says, how? How is he saw a diamond? He saw me. He saw what I could be in his life. He got on one ashy knee, took his ring, whether it's from Target, Ross, Walmart, the swap shop, who gives a shit? And he looked into my beady eyes and says, will you marry me? And I said, yes. He saw something in me in 6 months you could not see in 5 years. You wasted my time. And I see why there are so much angry women in their late 30s and 40s saying, what have I done? I got a ripped up pussy that I've been giving him up. I got arthritis because I keep steering his food. I keep ironing his clothes. My jaw hurts because I keep sucking him up. I'm doing everything I can to show this man that I want him. And he can't do something as simple as marry me. Guys, y'all fucking up. Y'all truly fucking up. When you see a diamond in the rough, you take it. Because if you don't, somebody will.